If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cowmercials and will continue to do so forever.
Can you imagine having the badger at one of these races?
Oh, man. He'd be so much fun. I took him snow machining one time. It was pretty entertaining taking him snow machining.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a native-born Texican on a snow machine. Yeah. Hey, Dave Stamey's riding along with us here. He's got a great song for us. This is Buckskin Horse.
And she always wanted a buckskin horse, with the yearning burnt deep within her soul. In dreams she'd ride the hills at night, with a river running somewhere far below. She'd feel the power beneath her as up the trail it'd fly. And his coat would shine and gleam like the secrets behind her eyes. And she always wanted a buckskin horse, and his breath would smoke when snow was on the ground. He'd test the air with nostrils flared, and together they'd ride the morning down. When she climbed upon his back, she'd finally know just what her life was for. And she'd ride across the skyline to meet it on that buckskin horse. And her dreams, oh, it seems they're a long time coming. And it seems she can almost touch it, perhaps she never will. In her dreams, oh, it seems she is on that pony running, running down the river's course on that buckskin horse. And she always wanted a buckskin horse, and though life can push a dream aside, within the ranges of the heart, there are miles and miles to ride. If you ask, she'll say it's nothing, just a fantasy, of course. But like a secret hidden just behind her eyes, there's a buckskin horse. And her dreams, oh, it seems they're a long time coming. And it seems she can almost touch it, perhaps one day she will. In her dreams, oh, it seems she's on that pony running, running down the river's course on that buckskin horse. Running down the river's course on that buckskin horse.
Oh, yeah, good stuff from our brother there, Mr. Dave Stamey.
Yeah.
Yeah, all righty then. Hey.
I think that is probably one of his many great songs.
Yeah, that's one of his better
that's
ones.
That's on the top of my list.
Yeah, she always wanted a buckskin horse. You know, he said sometimes all a songwriter needs is one line, and it takes off from there, and that was that one line.
What a talent, though.
Oh, man. Dave Stamey, there ain't any better.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of none better.
Yes.
The Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council.
Mm-hmm.
Great outfit. Now, they take, they take, at one time, they take five teams are in the arena at one time. Five teams with three horses each.
Per.
Right. One rider, one mugger, and two holders.
Two holders.
All right. Yes. Now, let me tell you what. The rider is in peril. There's no doubt. But let me tell you what. The mugger and the holders.
They're in peril.
Holy moly. And there are some spectacular wrecks.
Well, I'm here to tell you, you know, a 300-pound lineman's got nothing. On a 2,000-pound thoroughbred.
This horse coming at you, 9-0. Holy moly. And like any other extreme sport, there are accidents.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And if this is the original, okay, this is the original extreme sport.
This is what I like about this.
Okay.
This is generational.
Yes.
And it has gone back ages.
Yep.
You know, they take pride in their horses.
Yeah.
And they take pride in their horsemanship.
Oh, my.
And then they get together and say, my horse is faster than your horse.
Well, prove it, big boy.
Exactly. Yep. So and then they relay.
And then they run.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Here's a quote by Calvin Ghostbearer. This is it exactly. He said, the relay is attractive to Native American boys who grow up on reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Most have access to horses and have tried some of the skills. They pride themselves on being horsemen and on becoming one with the horse. He calls the drive to do their best the warrior spirit in them.
Yes.
And you can see that.
Yeah. It just radiates.
Man.
And especially the young kids and the female riders. I'm here to tell you.
And So there's an age group up to seven.
Yeah.
Then there's a 7 to 11 or something
like that,
anyway.
Yeah.
And then there's an up to 17 as well.
Yeah.
And then there is the women's and the men.
And the men. Yeah.
So the kids thing is on a smaller scale.
Right.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
Good stuff.
But we need to do a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
In honor of this week's show, the third race at the Honeymoon is over Downs.
Hey, do we have any birthdays out in the audience? Any birthdays out there? No birthdays. What about anniversaries? Got any anniversaries in the audience? No anniversaries. What about divorces or separations? We got any of those out there tonight? There's always somebody that'll raise their hand just because. Yeah. Well, then this is dedicated to you. Now, I did not write the original version of this. A fellow named Nick Sanabria wrote the original version. I asked him, I contacted him, said, Nick, would you mind if I rewrote that a little bit so that I could perform it in public? He said, sure, knock yourself out. So this is called and dedicated to you back there in the back. This is called The Third Race at the Honeymoon is Over Downs. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon is Over Downs. They're at the starting gate and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child with Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged up the wazoo is overtaking Domestic Bliss, and here comes Nasty Attitude, followed by More Children and Drinking Heavily. Here they come down the back stretch. It's Drinking Heavily, moving out in front of Mortgaged Up the Wazoo, and coming up strong on the outside is Credit in Shambles. It's Credit in Shambles, followed by I Don't Care Anymore, Nasty Attitude, and Up Yours. Up Yours is challenging for second as they move into the clubhouse turn, and passing on the rail is I Don't Care Anymore, taking the lead, followed by Keep the Stupid House, Your Cooking Stinks, and Not Tonight, I Have a Headache. Here they come sprinting out of the clubhouse turn. I don't care anymore, still out in front. Up yours is challenging for the lead. It's up yours and I don't care anymore. Neck and neck and down the stretch they come. Up yours is pulling away from I don't care anymore by a length and coming up strong as I am out of here and passing the pack is keep the stupid house and at the wire. It's up yours. Keep the stupid house. I don't care anymore and I am out of here.
Yeah, that's we all know who won the race.
Who won the race?
Or who lost the race. Yeah.
Well,
right.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean
there is that,
yeah. How about a little Dick's pick this week?
Oh man, a good one, yeah.
Yeah, who's singing?
Kyle Evans.
Yeah, what's he singing?
In Heaven on a Horse.
Very nice.
I tried my hand at city life. I guess that I was hoping I could find a better way of living that was laced with happiness and peace of mind. But the bright lights of the city only make this cowboy feel alone. And I found what I've been searching for was waiting all the time right here at home. I'm in heaven on a horse on the wide open prairies of Dakota, where life sings me a melody and my heart sings in harmony. My troubles never been so few before. I've tried to live in different ways where fortune comes but never stays. I'm tired of broken dreams and closing doors. Now nature is my closest friend, and I'm content at each day's end, alive and free, and who could ask for more? Now I rest here in the saddle, in the shade of this old oak tree, with the cattle grazing peacefully on green summer grass above their knees. As the soft southern breezes gently blow my every care away from me, then I realize without a doubt that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. I'm in heaven on a horse on the wide open prairies of Dakota, where life sings me a melody and my heart sings in harmony. My troubles never been so few before. I've tried to live in different ways where fortune comes but never stays. I'm tired of broken dreams and closing doors. Now nature is my closest friend and I'm content at each day's end, alive and free, and who could ask for more? Now nature is my closest friend, and I'm content at each day's end, alive and free, and who could ask for more?
Boy, that's a great song for this show.
Oh, man.
Isn't it?
Apropos.
Absolutely right. Yep. Well, we are talking about the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Races, the Championship of Champions.
Yeah.
You betcha. But we're going to ditch out to another commercial right now. And the good news is, when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2024 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, October 11th and 12th. Registration opens Friday, October 11th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, October 12th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony October 11th and 12th at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.